Welcome back into the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things related to the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, here with us. Mr. McLean, we're getting closer and closer to the opening of the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and that means we're getting closer and closer to that first Saturday in May. And as we kind of take a 30,000-foot view of things this weekend, where are we in terms of that Derby field and potential favorites kind of taking shape?
Yeah, Buzzy, it's that time of year. You know, we've got a little bit of a respite this week. No major Derby or Oaks preps on the calendar for this weekend. But, you know, you never really know anymore kind of come from or how they emerge. Very different than it used to be. And, you know, we saw the Apollo curse finally broken a couple of years ago when Justify became the first horse since Apollo to win the Derby without having started as a two-year-old.
Right.
Breaking 100 years of that tradition. Now we've got another horse emerging on the West Coast by the name of Nadal, many think is Baffert's best Derby contender this year, and he did
and
not.
And you said that last week before his performance out on the West Coast.
Yeah, and you know, and he's just so raw and really untested. It kind of it's hard to determine where he fits in this mix. But Buzzy, you know, I think it showed even with the Southwest Stakes on Monday, Silver Prospector coming back after a rather pedestrian run in the Smarty Jones to win the Southwest Stakes and now set himself up as one of the favorites for the Rebel. But this is a very wide open field for, and I say field because there's well over 20
right
now contenders. You know, it's all really speculative at this point.
Has it changed to the point, Gene, where if you're a trainer now, it seems that certainly there is a premium on running these three-year-olds less and less. So if you think, and obviously all these trainers that have horses of this level, they have a good idea. If you believe that you have a horse that can potentially do this, is the main thing just picking the right spot and trying to get that money you need to get into the field as judiciously as possible, and then just kind of going on your own program and not worrying so much about the traditional preps?
Yeah, I think you just hit on it, Buzzy. I think that it's a different science than it used to be. And you know, I mean, ran horses a lot more often, and particularly we used to run a lot more two-year-old races, and there was a lot of credentials and resume that you had to go off of. Now, you know, we see horses that barely get to 10 races career
right
status. So you're exactly right. I think it's still, we're still trying to figure out, even though the point system has been in place now for several years, it's still very, very new in terms of history. And we've got the 146th Derby coming up the first Saturday in May, and I still think that the field is so nebulous. I mean, you know, Dennis's Moment, who I
right
loved from day one and had at the top of my rankings, Buzzy, he's yet to start as a three-year-old and won't start until the Fountain of Youth. And with only two really prep races in his being geared up for the Derby, that and probably the Florida Derby. So, you know, what happens if there's a bad break, or what happens if there's traffic issues? And so it really it's a premium per start now, Buzzy, for
right
sure.
Okay, so we will jump back on that trail again next week. And in the meantime, whatever is going on with prep races, the primary contenders, whatever it is that is going on the road to Churchill Downs, you can stay abreast on it at thepressboxlts.com. and right here on the Press Box Facebook page. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, Buzzy. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say a word of condolences to the connections of Taraz, the great filly who suffered a catastrophic injury in training down at Oakland, and a horse that, you know, that many thought could, by its very nature of her size and ability, could contend as a possible Derby horse and jump over and try the Colts. You know, it's just a tragic story, and for all those connections and those that have been around her from day one, and you know, it's part of life, you know, but it's never a good part of life. And wanted to send out our well wishes and thoughts, prayers, and concerns to those connections as well. And we'll be back on that Derby trail next week.
Sounds great, my friend. Have a good weekend.
You too, my friend.